Yo, my people, welcome back to the dressing room. If this is your first time listening in, welcome. And welcome back, Remy, Roms, Zach, and Ray as well. Thanks for coming in again for the episode. So I've named this episode, episode two, No, what did I name it? New No More. That's what I've named it this year. Obviously, there's reason behind that, and obviously, we're gonna dive into the reason why we've called it that this week. But that's gonna be towards the end of the episode. But what we'll start with is obviously the results from last week and a lot of the predictions we had out of it. So the first episode, what's the first episode, the first game we had of the weekend was Leicester Arsenal, and as you can probably tell, I'm a very happy man. Last week, I
Very good
was
result.
proper worried. I was like, I predicted a draw out of it. Obviously, I said a 2-all, but to go there and get a 2-0 was mad. I couldn't believe it, and it was how we killed the game in the first half as well. It was just mad the way we managed the game throughout. Leicester didn't really have a sniff, to be honest. Like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I said last week it was going to be a season defining game for me to show where we're at this season. If we can go away from home, beat a big side, and obviously we did. So, yeah, man, I'm happy. I don't know what you lot made of it. I don't know if you watched it or whatnot, but I'm ecstatic. As an Arsenal fan right now, it's good for me, man. I'm proper happy.
I mean, I caught the highlights. I was out on Saturday, so I missed all the games, to be
Yeah.
honest. I see Ramsdale doing his thing, another good performance from him. Getting man of the match, keeping you guys in it with that crazy save. Go on, chat to me about Ramsdale. Go on, I want to hear your
Do you
opinion.
know what? So,
'Cause I know what you were saying when you first come.
listen, so I'll own it. Honestly, I'll own it. Yeah, I was not an advocate of the signing. I can't lie to you. Like, I didn't really follow Ramsdale like that. But as much as I knew at the time was that he'd been relegated twice. Do you know what I mean? And that was enough for me to go, why are we buying relegated keepers? Clearly, they're not good enough to keep their team in the league. Like, why are we buying this keeper? But I take it all back. I take it all back. He's probably England's best number one as well. When I'm thinking about that saving ability, distribution, all the elements of a keeper, I don't see another keeper doing what he does.
I think he's Spanish. The way he distributes the ball, he's not English. He's not English. He is not
Crazy.
English.
I see that. That half volley into the midfield, that was crazy,
Yeah.
man.
And the thing is, he's
That
been doing
ball.
that all season. Like, what game did I go to? One of the home games about 2 weeks ago. He did the same thing, but he like drilled it across the floor, out to the wing. And like, it's Edison. Like, you only see European keepers doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
You don't see English
word.
keepers doing that. It was crazy, man. I couldn't believe it.
Not really.
But yeah, no, I take it all back. Ramsdale, I said it. Leno needs to start looking for another club because he's not going to get back into this team at this rate.
I don't think that's a
So
fact.
he might
No,
as
not
well.
at
He might as
all.
well start looking, I swear. But yeah, man, big performance, big 3 points, big Ramsdale. Get me? I'm happy, man. So yeah, after that now, actually we didn't even talk about Leicester, the performance of Leicester. I don't really know what happened. I don't know if it was just an Arteta masterclass or was it just Leicester were really bad. Like,
I
think it's a bit of
know what
both.
it was. I
A bit
thought
of both.
they, yeah, but I thought they improved a bit second half, but they just didn't do enough, to be honest. Harvey, I think that double change of Harvey Barnes and who else coming with him, Lookman, they gave a bit more energy. Leicester nearly scored a few times, but you lot, other than that, had it under control.
No, I agree with that.
No, you could tell
I
from the
agree with
first
that
half that
point.
Leicester wasn't going to do too much, to be fair. Like they weren't doing anything that was going to show you that they were going to win. As someone who thought Leicester was going to beat you and already knew from the first half that wasn't happening.
No, I agree. I agree. But all in all, good performance, man. And Leicester, Hopefully they bounce back in it, but I don't really care right now. We got influence, man. So yeah, the prediction. So what did we have for that game? So I think me and Romel predict and Zach actually predicted a 2-0. That's what we said last week. Obviously that went completely left. Remy said 3-2
To
Leicester
Leicester.
or 2-0,
Yeah.
which obviously didn't go like that. And was that it? Yeah, Ray, I don't think I got your prediction for that one, but because I don't think you
I
said
think
it out loud last week.
Leicester
But
to win.
I think you probably would have said a draw as well. But yeah, we all would have been wrong. So you know, we move. But then that takes us on to Burnley Brentford. We ain't going to dive into the predictions for that one, but obviously Burnley winning 3-1.
Have a
good
good
result,
that
yeah. I
yeah.
think there was a banger in that goal as well, to what I recall.
I didn't even watch
no,
the highlights.
No, 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 no.
Too far
in
match of the day, I was like, nah,
yeah, no. Just Burnley frauding it again. This boring Sunderland football,
yeah.
This hoofball, they just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sure, it's Max Comey. Is Max Comey? He's
yeah,
he's
yeah
smart.
He did.
He's a gem. He's a gem in that
3-1.
Yeah.
I kind of
So
wanted
yeah,
more
good.
for Brentford, though.
I did as well. That's what I said last
Yeah.
week. I said I hope they get their first W this week, man, because the way they've been playing, they deserved it. But coming against a low block Burnley, you know what you're gonna get, man. It's hard to break them down. So yeah,
Yeah.
man, 3-1 Burnley. That takes us on to one of the shocks of the weekend. Is a Liverpool Brighton 2-0. Now
Great
that
day,
was a
great day.
mad.
Oh my god!
Right, it plays
Oh
some
my
good football. I'm telling you.
yeah.
Oh
That
my
first goal they scored.
cool. I'm not just being bashed. You reckon he meant it? You reckon?
I reckon he did.
No,
I honestly
he
reckon
it.
He
You look
did.
at the way he hit it. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
either he's hit it really off, but so off it's perfect.
Yeah.
Or he's meant it, but he's gonna own that, innit? He's not gonna say he didn't mean that. He's
Oh
gonna
yeah.
say, "Yeah, I saw him
That's
off
not.
his line. I saw the hole in the goal. I just went for it. Give it to him."
I'm just hating still.
Unbelievable finish.
That
Unbelievable. It was basically a
it was
lob.
too early. Yeah, it was too early to send a cross in. There was no one back post, so it's not a cross. It's got to be a shot.
You know what it was about that game, right? And I can speak for probably every Liverpool fan. It felt like a loss in the end. To be 2-0 up and to let them back in. And I think I said last week, I did predict for a win, but I said it could be a tough game and I knew they would score. But not keeping a clean sheet against Brighton and
100.
my head was gone that full time. I just thought I need to go out and enjoy the rest of my day. My head was gone, man. It was gone.
Yeah, it was
No, it
mad.
was definitely it was a shock. It was a big shock.
And the fact you went 2-0 up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bottled it.
It felt like a loss. It felt like a loss.
Absolutely bottled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did we have predictions for that one? Me and Rom said
We definitely had
3-1.
Liverpool winning.
Yeah, all Liverpool dubs.
Yeah, I think we all
Three,
had Liverpool.
me and Rom said
Yeah.
3-1. Ray said 2-1 Brighton.
Oh.
He said Neil Mopay,
Isn't it?
yeah. You say Neil Mopay is gonna turn up and do a matter. He almost got it spot on, boy. That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah,
That's mad.
that's mad. Who else did we have there? Yeah, that was it basically. No one else really wanted to predict the scores because we all kind of in unison said it's a Liverpool dub, so there weren't nothing else to say there. But yeah, big sh one of the shocks of the weekend.
I tell you what though, I know why that probably feels like more of a loss because they got an offside goal, so they scored more than you as well. But it obviously got cancelled, so it probably feels more like a loss because of that.
Oh, I
I
didn't
tell you
even
what,
remember that.
that run
That
from
as
Lamptey
well.
sitting Robertson's
Oh yeah.
club, that
Listen,
was
Lamptey's a player. He came
Lamptey's
on
a player.
last 20 minutes, and I can't lie, for the first time this season, actually, I'm not lying, not the first time, because Chelsea game I thought we could lose. But for the first time in a long time, I thought, shit, we might lose this game. He needs to start for them. He
Yeah.
actually needs to start
Yeah.
now. I know he had that long-term injury, but he's something
Yeah,
else.
no, he's like I said, look, from when he came on, was it? Who did he come on against the week before? Was it City?
City.
Yeah, and he spun someone inside
Yeah,
out. I think it was Grealish or someone like that. I was thinking, whoa, this guy's a problem. You don't go City and do that to them man there, you know, that like, you gotta be hotcakes to be doing that. So yeah, man. But yeah, 2-0. That was mad. The biggest shock of the weekend, Palace going away to City.
That was
And
great.
getting a 2-0. Now I said it, I said I hope they get something from this. But I predicted a draw. What did I say? I said a 2-0. I said 2-0. But for them to go there and get a clean sheet is mad. Yeah, I couldn't believe.
But you know what? That's actually their bogey team. I read a stat, and in their last four visits, they've lost once. I
Mad.
couldn't believe it. They've lost once. The last four times they've gone to City, they've lost once. I remember last week I was speaking of the Towns. I think Towns scored a banger a couple of years ago. That they do well there. They actually do well.
Yeah, I'm happy for Vieira, man.
But
And to get it against City as well, it's all the more sweeter, man. All the more sweeter.
obviously the red card didn't help him, but even so.
I don't
yeah, they were
that
turned
red
around by
card is
like what the
questionable.
whole second half.
Yeah, I think it was quite
It was a
hard.
questionable.
It wasn't needed.
Questionable. It definitely decided the game, to be honest. But yeah, no, big shock there. Who did we have next? We had Newcastle Chelsea. That was next. Obviously, dub to Chelsea. 3-0. Was that Reece James got a
Dub to
brace?
Reece James.
Reece James brace.
Dub to Reece
Sick
James. He
goal as
did
well.
his thing. Like, two amazing goals.
What would you not
And
say?
Jorginho's never missing a pen,
I'm
so.
hearing people trying to crown him as best right back in the league at the moment.
No, no.
So I'm hearing people saying, I don't know if
That's
people are
only
getting a
gonna
little bit
stop there.
excited, but
That's it. You know what? On current
Yeah,
form,
as like
yes, like you can't
a
deny that.
hundreds.
Yeah, currently that like, what's that's like three goals in his last three games now, like right now, but overall it's still the boy Trent. It's still Trent. Trent, he's more like he's been doing it for 3 4 years. He's more consistent with it, but I rate Reece James. I do, and right now
On
he is the
form, yeah,
best
you
right
gotta
back.
give it
I've
to
got to
him.
give it to him.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Remy, did you watch the game? You did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, no.
So Reece James' goals were just the thing is, I'm pretty sure he scored really late. Like, I feel like it was nil-nil for a hot sec until we got two free goals out of nowhere. But no, it was a good game to watch. I enjoyed watching everyone. I feel like we didn't even have that many like big names. Once again, Lukaku and Werner were still not playing. So for what we had, it was a good result.
Yeah, no, good result for you lot.
I'll
Takes you
take
lot.
it.
What's that, like 5 points clear at the top now or something?
I think so. Hopefully, it better be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Top four is going to change a bit in the next few months. I'm expecting it.
Yeah, no, crazy. Roy, join back just in time, mate. So speaking on a Newcastle Chelsea.
Oh, nice. Yes,
Yeah.
very good win for us. I think we played well. Played well. Not our best, but we played decently. Kai Havertz again, not getting on the score sheet, but he put in the shifts, which is good. Just waiting for our strikers to come back, but. Yeah, first in the league. What can I say?
I feel like you're not playing better without strikers, though. It's mad to say that, yeah. But what Norwich and now them, basically that's 10 goals in 2 games, like, and you don't have your main strikers. I feel like you're not playing way better without them.
Isn't it like 12 goals from defenders and 4 from forwards?
Yeah. It just shows that we get goals from everywhere, you know. Just shows. Anyone can be on a day and get a goal.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's given people like Reece James and people who can score the confidence to then go forward and actually do like finish off a goal instead of relying on the strikers that who if we're relying on someone like Werner, it's not gonna work.
No, most def, but yeah.
No, honourable mention to Chilwell as well.
Chilly
He's
Chilwell.
just been balling out.
Yeah, he's
just been balling
no,
out.
Rachel Raw. I mean,
Venture was
I
cold.
rate him highly, man. But yeah, good win for Chelsea there. We then had Watford Southampton 1-0 Southampton away from home. at Vicarage Road. I can't lie, I didn't watch the highlights of that one. Didn't watch the game. It just seemed like a boring game. I was expecting Southampton to probably go there and win. Wait, is that what I predicted?
I think I said Watford last week.
Yeah. I said Watford. Because that was the week. Yeah, they beat Everton last week, didn't they? It's like 4-2.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, unfortunate for them, man. We then have the big one of the weekend. What are they calling it? Osaki or something.
Osaki.
it's telling because it actually did lead to one of them getting sacked, which is crazy. But yeah. Spurs 0, United 3. Zach, I know you're a happy boy. I know you didn't want to watch it.
I'm happy.
But
it's bittersweet though, because it's one of them ones. The one time I don't watch my team, we get a win. It's just.
I said you would win though. I knew it.
I saw my phone at 7 o'clock. I see City losing. I see Liverpool drawing. I see my team winning. I'm happy. What I see, it was a good game. Tottenham did nothing, as usual. Our forwards doing well. It's nice to see. Nice to see all our strikers actually get bagging goals. Ronaldo carrying the team some more.
That Ronaldo.
See, it's a joke though. He's gone to what? A 3-5-2 to.
Yeah.
As soon as we get spanked by Liverpool 5-0. Played 3-5-2 again last night. And it only just about worked out. But see what it's saying?
Yeah, just about. It worked out because of Ronaldo. Yeah. That's it. That is it.
It's just
the
Ronaldo.
Literal glue of Manchester United right now.
Even last night, that just saving them again. But you know what? I'm here for it, because Ollie's becoming my favourite person on Twitter. He always clutches it, and it's mad. He gets another manager sacked and prevents the man that should have took over this him in Conte. Now he's going to another club. Like, I love Ollie.
I don't think any fan's happy about it. I don't see him going until end of the season now, if he is going to go.
There's no replacement.
There's no replacement.
I don't think he'll go. I think he'll stay till next season.
Peak for you.
Our board moves so slow.
I don't think United will go.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to see.
I think
we're
still there for
next year.
I don't
think even Tottenham
will
go.
I don't think that will
get me started with that.
But Conte will just get extra 10-20% out of the meaty players that I think they can get put forward
in,
honestly.
100%. I 100% think that. As soon as I heard that Conte was going, I was like, okay, cool. Tottenham is now back in the ranks. Because I saw what he did for Chelsea, especially in the Prem. He's good.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. You and Roy would know.
Yes.
This guy is a
mad manager, so we'll see.
But yeah, no. Obviously, it led to Nuno's sacking. We'll get into that a bit later as well. But yeah, man. 3-0 United expected. I think everyone apart from Zach got that prediction right. He thought Spurs were going to win.
I thought it would have spanked us. Yeah. I don't even know what about my team. It's like, I'm going to say we're going to beat City now, but get slapped. We do turn up against City.
Turning up, definitely. Scully's been getting. He's been getting his dubs there. But yeah, man. Who did we have next? We had Norwich Leeds, 2-1 Leeds away from home. I watched the highlights of
another win.
Leeds, yeah, it was kind of expected, man. I said this to you like last week, and I'm not lying. They will not get a win this season. holding on to that.
They'll get at least one. Yeah,
I think just one.
It could
I
be
just have an off day.
Ain't a lie. It could be West Ham could have an off day. West Ham could have an off day.
They're looking like they're having no off day this season. They're looking like they're having
no
off
day for
them. Whoa.
Unless Antonio is out through injury, one of their main players is bagging goals, which is gonna happen.
Bro, he's got no legs.
They're gonna burn out eventually. I don't really think they've got the squad depth for that. So,
if they keep everyone fit, they're fine.
Yeah.
But if people start dropping, then not so
sure. Yeah, yeah. And then we had, Villa West Ham, obviously 4-1. 4-1 away from home. I watched that game and I was very impressed with West Ham. The way they ball, it's ridiculous. Like, the way they play out from the back and just break the middle, it's just mad. I don't know how Moyes has got them playing like this, but it's actually mad.
That's one thing to talk about, David Moyes, like, how he's got them playing. Like, you would have thought David Moyes, you know.
I can't believe it.
Even the evolution of Declan Rice, I remember a couple of seasons ago, he was just sideways. Now he's
scored a banger in that game as well.
I think he scored like
there was two bangers. I think it was their right back who drew forward, cut in, put it bottom corner, and then Rice done the same thing in the same corner, but it was from like a little bit further out. I was like, rah.
I'm so happy for him. He's just progressing. I think all of our clubs are looking at him.
Some
capacity. You know, I've been linked for 2 years, mate. He will come. We're not going to spend like... They're going to put a fat price on his head and then we're going to say no.
If one club was going to sign him, who do you think is going to sign him?
Chelsea.
I think he'll go back to...
Yes, and that's don't even say it because I don't want it to get jinxed.
Best friends,
but that's exactly where he should be. Like this is where he needs to be.
Chelsea, and they got the money to go and spend. If they put 120 million on his head, they'll pay that. That'll be nothing for.
I don't think we will. You know, I don't think we will. I think it'll be you have to sell before you buy.
Who would you sell out? Who would you sell out?
I agree.
Yeah. We still have loads of players that can be sold.
Probably Barkley, maybe Loftus-Cheek, Jorginho.
Whoa, why are you trying to get rid of Loftus-Cheek? Barkley,
Ruben will get us the most value in money, so that'll go towards getting a superstar in. So we could probably sell Ruben for like 40, 50 million if you wanted to.
No way.
We could. Yeah, I love Ruben. I love this guy. Yeah, the way he moves with size and like the way he can just play. I love him, but I'm looking at the bigger picture here.
Hey.
I want my team to be.
But he's got a broken back. He's got no back, he's got no spine, injured all the time.
Yeah.
And
but
at the end of it, he's not going. I tell you what, Joe Willock's going for 35.
But we are the best of selling players. We got 60 million for Oscar, we got 50 million for Diego Costa. You know, we get value. So.
No, you lot do. You do good business. That's one thing I can say.
But him coming in, someone would probably have to depart. You're quite congested in that area, I think. So,
yeah, that's a thing. Yeah,
have to go. I hear that though. And then we had Wolves Everton, 2-1 Wolves. I watched the highlights on that. It's quite a good game.
Everton's just not having a good season, though.
No, but they're like this. They're like this all the time. Like, they're just there. They're like Spurs. They're just here for the vibe. Everton, I just laugh at them, honestly. I feel like the Liverpool fans in London, we don't even acknowledge them, but Liverpool fans in Liverpool, it means more because it's your local, it's the local derby, but they're just the joke of a team.
It's all Roger.
Like, they're just the joke of a team.
Yeah.
We all should have beat them like 3 or 4-1. It wasn't a 2-1.
That guy that they signed, is he a striker from, is it South Korea or something? I can't remember what country he's from. Him. Yeah. He scored a... He's looking like a decent player as well.
He had a goal disallowed. He scored quite early.
No, big up Wolves, man. They're just upset. Looking at their own problems. I don't think they've won in their lot. They've taken 4 straight L's or something like that. So,
Benitez won't be there past Christmas.
A lot of their fans didn't even want him in the first place because of his Liverpool ties, isn't it? They didn't want him. It's not going to go down well at school. I don't think. That's going to be a sour one. But yeah, that is basically the week. We went through that quite fast, yeah. That is the week of football. Right, next prediction. So for the next fixtures, so we got Friday Night Football, Southampton, Villa.
I think that'll be a draw.
Yeah, Villa will take that.
I'm going opposite. I'm going up there. I think I'm doing a Roy last week. I think Southampton win that.
Villa just putting my money down in it. It's probably they've got to bounce back somewhere. They've been in bad shape. Southampton are not.
At some point against some team, so Southampton would be a good one for them to do that.
Then we've got Saturday early kickoff, the big one. Manchester derby.
I reckon we win. I'm back in the void. I'm excited for this one because I always brick myself when it comes to like Liverpool, Chelsea, but I reckon City always have a bad day against United. So
I don't think so. They had a bad day last week.
It's that.
Where is it? Who's him?
Yeah,
I don't know. They had a bad day last week, so.
Actually, I'll tell you what, we're at home, we're taking an L. If it's out there, go for it.
Yeah.
I was literally about to say, I feel like you lot are bad.
Yeah, you're better away from home.
You cannot play at home.
It's true. I think 3-1 City, but I want United to win. Ollie just needs to stay on that wheel, but I want United to win, but I think City take that 3-1.
Score prediction.
I'm saying it's going to be like a 2-1. Oh, okay. So there's no way we're keeping clean sheet against them. So I reckon 2-1. And it's going to be scrappy and they're going to have bare possession and we're just going to have to hit.
I've got one when you're on United finish, you know. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, I think it'll be high scoring as well, maybe about a 3-2.
You reckon?
Yeah, Ronaldo does some madness because he always does. Mm-hmm. He always does. So he does. Yeah, he lives for these. Do you think he's not gonna have it any other way?
He loves these.
He's gonna have to have some form of input. He's gonna have to score, or assist, or do something. You know what I mean? I'm going 3-2 United. Yeah. Remy, what are you saying?
I want United to win. That's what I want. But I'm gonna go City. Really? I think I'm gonna say 3-2 City.
Like again, like everyone said, United to win, but I feel like it's gonna be tactical. It's gonna be 2-2 because I know City. They're not gonna want a bad week again because they lost against West Ham in the Carabao Cup. Mm. They lost against Crystal Palace, which I predicted right. As they say, Crystal Palace were gonna win, and so I know this week they're coming for blood, but it's gonna be a draw because I know Ollie's gonna probably do a 3-5-2 again, just to be safe.
Yeah.
But who are they gonna play at the back? Because Laporte got red card. Ake isn't fully fit, is he?
That's true, you know. Ake.
He's not fully fit. So who are they playing at the back?
I think he might still be injured. Yeah.
Stone's got a mistake, and then Rashford's gonna
exploit
that.
I think there'll have to be Stone.
They got a weak back line, right?
Diaz.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't remember a time topic. I can't remember a time where so many other fans have supported United. I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like,
but you know what?
No one
considers us a serious threat, which is why everyone's back at it.
Oh man.
never, but
yeah.
But
I think because we know they're not good enough to win anything with this guy, we just want him in the hot seat. We just want him to stay. Because another manager comes in with that team, it's over.
Agreed.
It's actually, I'm scared.
Course, that's 100%.
I've never known a Manchester derby being on a Saturday as early kickoff. Have you ever heard of that in your life?
No.
Ain't that usually a Super Sunday? Or a late kickoff on a Saturday? Like, what the hell are you doing? 12:30
on a Saturday
afternoon.
I've just got a news from one of my and apparently Varane's out for
he's out for 3 to 4 weeks. Ooh. What that is, you've got a hamstring issue, but Ollie's going to be a dickhead like he always does, rushing back for the Chelsea game. Getting back for the Chelsea game,
he's going to panic, isn't it?
Lukaku's going to have him.
When's the Kofi back?
He's out for another probably I think a week. He's got to come back in a week. So cause I know they didn't play in the Champions League. So I think they got and I think they're gonna miss this weekend. So probably next weekend.
Ready after internationals.
Yeah.
Which is United, I think.
Yeah.
We got Arsenal after the internet. Oh, that's
good. Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I don't want to go ahead and get ahead of myself. Like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not as scared as I've previously felt playing these big teams now. I don't know what it is about this season, but we've got probably the strongest team we've had in a while.
You know what, Nate? Yeah, I was saying to my brother, I'm actually happy we're not playing you right now because you lot's confidence is high. Yeah, I'm actually happy there's a little bit of a break.
Knowing us like, as well, as international break will happen. Bloody Sacco will probably do something. It'll be out. We'll lose someone. It's just our luck, you know.
Yeah, man. And you know what's crazy as well? Like, as much as Chelsea are top, we're the only unbeaten team in the league, and I just wouldn't want it to be Arsenal, the team, to break it.
Yeah. No, I hear that. But where was we? United City. And then after that we have Brentford Norwich. And that's gotta be their first time. Have they won this season? Yeah. They have, they beat us.
Brentford are playing ball.
Oh man. That's a
I'm saying a
Joe, I'm gonna go for Norwich.
No,
I'm gonna be like, this is the first win.
first win.
I'm gonna go for Norwich. I'm gonna agree with you. So I wanna go with Norwich.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Norwich. 1-0 scrape Norwich. I want Brentford to take the L, but I want Norwich to at least have one win.
You know what would be interesting to see is how many goals have they scored this season? Because I know their goal difference is in the mud.
Bro, it's crazy.
I can probably count it on both hands.
Easily.
Yeah.
On one hand.
Yeah, no, that's got to be a Brentford win, man. Yeah.
But the thing is, like we said, if Norwich don't take a W with these little teams, they're going to take a W with someone very, very unexpected, which is going to be long. It could be, I don't want to say it could be any of our teams, but it could be any top team.
Something's going to be fluky. They're going to get like a fluky. Pukki's going to score a fluky goal. They're going to put 11 men back and they're gonna win the game, so I'm gonna go for Norwich.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Zach, did you get a prediction of what team you think?
Yeah, I'm saying Brentford.
Cool. And then that takes us into Chelsea Burnley at Stamford Bridge. That matters.
Yeah, slapping.
That's one team.
Slapping.
That's one team.
Minor. I don't even know if I want to watch that one.
I was going to say 4-1.
Another one.
Yeah.
You think Burnley score?
I'm thinking I want just some high goals. Like, we're going to be scoring goals. And
that's only where their goals come from. Just headers and corners, set pieces. They're just going to have one fluke goal.
I don't know. I'm so used to getting clean sheets that I get pissed off with this goal if they concede one.
Yeah.
Allowing them to score is definitely a no. Because
there's no need for that one goal. Like, there's no need for it.
Mm.
No.
Especially with our defense, like, we don't need to be scoring. No one needs to be scoring around us. So.
I hear it. Chelsea should win. Therefore. And then we've got Palace Wolves. Yeah, Palace Wolves.
I'm going to say Palace. That's a good matchup for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game. I'm going for
Palace.
A draw.
Palace. 3-1. All over.
Palace.
All over that. 2-0.
Palace, I'm not going to say 3-1. I'm going to say 2-1. I don't think they'll get more than two goals.
2-0. Palace. Yeah. After that win against City, the spirits they
Wolves
must be in right now.
I reckon Wolves will score.
They must be
But then,
Wolves have won like the last. Yeah, four in a row. Four league. Mm.
That's got to come to an end at some point, though. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going for Palace. I think probably Palace 1-0. I don't think they can keep the way they play, unless, you know, Conor Gallagher continues his form, Zaha continues his form.
We didn't even mention him from that City game. He is an unreal player. He is actually unreal. He won't be at Palace for much longer. If he continues his form, he's one of them top teams are coming straight for him, and he's unbelievable. Yeah, cool. And then we've got Brighton, Newcastle.
Newcastle
are in problems. Where
have they possibly been one yet?
Not since they've been taken over.
Well, unless they get in the MRI through the door.
No, nah, he's already. He said he's staying. He don't want to go.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, it's
mad.
Pain. He came out earlier.
Or,
they haven't. They got no wins. Four draws, six
losses. Them and Norwich are the only two teams.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. They've got a win yet.
Long.
Yeah. Raw. Them and Norwich, you know, no wins. What's going on? Boy, they might be in the championship of all them billions.
You have no one coming in that's like top tier, because no one's going to want to play championship football. They'll still have to get
no one's going to believe in that process of
that's why they're stupid. They should be pressing.
No one's trying to hear that.
They call Sturridge out of retirement or something like that.
Probably.
Damn. Cool. And then we've got so those are the Saturday games, and then we've got Sunday. Arsenal Watford. I'll be there. Yeah, man. That should be easy work, man.
I think it'll be
easy. Yeah.
Easy
with the confidence you have,
the way Rams, my boy Rams right now is bullying, man. He's not conceding no goals.
Yeah, it should be
that one that I'm agreeing with Rams on. That's 3-0, you know.
I think 2-1 Arsenal. 2-1 Arsenal.
I'm gonna give you a clean sheet. I'll say 2-0.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then we've
say 2-0.
Rest of the Sunday games. Everton Spurs.
Spurs
will win that, won't they?
Spurs. They're going to get that first statement win under Conte.
I heard in training, Richie's first training session, he done 11v11 and he completely went to his standard formation with that three at the back. So apparently he's already trying to input his three at the back formation. So. Yeah, I think Spurs.
Who's going to play up front with Kane? He's going to play Son as a striker.
That'd
be sick.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
I'm here for that, you know, turning Son into a striker.
Yeah, he's got it in him, definitely.
Yeah.
Bags, man. Minus the bias, I think Son's one of 100%. My favourite players, man.
Nah, Tottenham.
He's so good. Yeah. Hopefully he gets Kane firing. Hopefully he doesn't, but he should be able to get the best out of the team. Do you know what I mean? Kane is, he's had a stinker.
I think Kane will have his resurgence, and then Dombele as well. Like, I reckon you'll get that guy. I rate him so hard. He just needs to get fitter, because at the 50th minute you just blow it flat. He looks like he can't carry on. But Conte, that's what he does, and that's why I think Tottenham will push for a top four. You're just going to get that extra 10-20% out of the whole squad.
Yeah.
Cool. But do you think that
Tottenham's going to be very bit like
that's
going to
be a match made in heaven with Levy and Conte, especially when it comes to signings and getting his targets?
They'll clash there. Yeah, I can only see that going.
Yeah, eventually they'll clash.
he's so stiff with his money. He just he doesn't want to. He don't want to spend nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. You know it is.
I think the first window. The first window will be January, isn't it? Yeah, January. I reckon he'll be in it. Apparently, they've got what 100 million to spend, from what I read. But then when it comes to the summer one, Quinty's asking for big boy bread. Leave, one minute. I'm not giving you that. Quinty's quite a vocal man.
He's very, very like vocal with his like with his approach and stuff. So like, it's not gonna go down well. Definitely not. And then they only got him on like an 18-month deal anyway.
Yeah, I think that was smart.
Because I don't think he trusts them.
I'm surprised that he took it because it's kind of a risk to his legacy in a way. Because they're paying him serious, gosh, fam. Money or legacy?
Yeah, serious. Money or legacy? I'm here. Half a mil a week, or something crazy. Nah, when you can't get big managers, though, you have to bring big money. You can't be coming for these big managers and not be paying them right. No way. That guy's a winner.
And this is a man that's literally won a league at most clubs he's been at. Like, he deserves to call them shots. Because let's be real, Liverpool, Tottenham don't deserve him. Like,
That's why I thought he was going to wait for United to drop, but I guess he was bored.
He probably was, but knowing that Nuno was getting it, he's going to be waiting forever, which is better news for everyone.
Ollie's not going anywhere.
But you know what is wrong there, as an Arsenal fan, the Spurs, that I feel like I can speak for Zach, Remy and Roy as well. Like, none of us care about Spurs. That you do because they're your rivals, but Spurs are just there. But one thing I'll say is, as Arsenal fans, you best hope he falls out of one of his players because he normally falls out with a big player. At Chelsea, it was Costa. I think at Inter, it was who's the
Martinez fell out with the other team.
I forgot his name. Yeah, he fell out with him. He always falls out of someone that. That's quite.
I feel like the Arsenal, Leicester, West Ham, those teams in that region, they need to be careful because Tottenham, they're coming for them, and you just let's pray that Harry Kane doesn't catch form, and the defense, you know, is not fixable. But with Conte, he was going to get like 110% of the defense, the midfield, and then he's going to let Harry Kane and Son do what they do. Because that's what he did with Hazard. He just let Hazard do what he does, and everyone else gets to put in the shift.
No, I hear it. It's scary times, man. I can't lie. Even as an Arsenal fan, I can't lie. It's not good. It's not good. And they sat Nuno, yes, he was in bad form, but they're only 2 points behind us. They're not even far away.
I read this thing where He had more points than Mauricio Pochettino when the first 10 games, but it's the way they lost games and the way they won games. It wasn't the performance wasn't good enough.
I think they panicked a little bit though. I think it was a little bit of a panic. Now 4 months in, I get it. Like you've had run of forms not being good or whatnot, but the guy's barely stepped through the door. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's barely had a chance to even. By a player, do what he needs to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it was just the fear of them getting worse than what they already are, which is really bad. I think that is what made them sack him. Because as you said, he's got more points than Poch did at this time of the season. So what did you do? Stack him on stats? Yeah. You sacked him because you lot have had embarrassing performances. Do you know what I mean? That's the only reason why you have. So, but.
But I think to lose, it was by three goals to all of your London rivals. That's crazy.
Let's see what happens with that, man. As you lot said, you lot don't really care about Spurs, innit? Because they're just there. But with us, they're always just going to be making noise. Like, they got one Champions League final, and I swear, like, I don't hear the last of it. I'm like, you sound like how we used to sound. You know that, right? You got in our air, like you're in our shadows forever. Like we move, we build a big stadium. You lot go and build a big stadium. You got a Champions League founder that you don't win, and that's what you're trying to hold his weight above anyone. Like, come on, man. Like.
You know what, isn't it? Yeah, I bet you tell Spurs fans
they love it.
Until they lift silverware, just don't chat to me that. Until you've got something to show for your late seasons and your next amount of wins.
Wasn't it on the day that they appointed Conte? It was the 5,000th day or something that they won. They won 5,000 days, bro. 5,000 days. They've not won nothing. That is an embarrassment.
5,000.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Is that?
Nah, Spurs is actually such an irrelevant team. Like they've not been. Yeah. I think that's probably why they sacked him, though. So, like, in such a rush time, because they were just tired of being the team that they've been painted out to be for however long. They're over it, like. I think it's because they see every other team around them, though, that used to be on the same level, like, very much levelling up. Like, Spurs is not on the same level as anyone anymore. They're not bought into the big conversations like that, like they used to be. So, they're trying to get back into the game. They want to see at the table, but it's not going to work. Well, with Conte, it actually could work for them. That's the problem.
Appointing him, that's what you said, so true. And appointing Conte, Spurs don't have winning mentality, but he does. So, you can see what direction they're trying to go in. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah, and you never know. You never know. You could come in and then be like, "Yeah, this team is not good enough."
Not even coachable.
Yeah. Because remember, Mourinho came in and said, "Oh no, I first said this the team. This team is good." They start playing with them. It's like, "Yeah, this team's not good enough." So yeah.
For him, what can he lose as going in there? He goes in there short term. If it don't work, he just collects his change and bounce. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it works, it's a project, isn't it, that he can build on, but there's no really no loss for him.
Deal for both of them.
Mm. Yeah. Just as long as... Literally. I'm saying, as long as they don't embarrass his name, because as you said, he's gone everywhere and won stuff. Do you know what I mean? If he goes there and still don't win, he already embarrassed Mourinho slightly with him going there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
they
just embarrassed everyone.
No, very, very much. Not slightly, a lot. The embarrassing.
Only thing with that one, I'm saying, Mourinho's kind of past his prime, though. Like, he was on a downward spiral, I would say. But
yeah, he got them to a final, but he didn't get
there. Was still, so he still could have done a bit more.
That
final.
Or they could have let him. They could have let him do a bit more.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
That's Spurs for you. But... The only thing,
That's actually
the thing with Conte is the only benefit for Tottenham fans. Let's say he does well in a year and a half, then you can extend, because isn't that what Tuchel done? Is you got signed 18 months,
but
done well, then you extend.
But with that, so it's because the summer before, you know, we spent 200 million on players, and so Conte 220, and then exactly. And the thing with Tottenham, they didn't spend money.
220 million, well, but you know,
Emerson Royale, like, I don't think he's good enough for the team. Who else did it by?
They bought that centre back. That centre back.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Romero.
Yeah, Romero.
I don't know about him yet, so it's like you just don't know what's gonna go on with the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint, isn't it? So we'll see by Christmas where they are, by the end of the season where they are, and then we can make a better judgment. But it is a scary appointment.
Yes.
For everyone else, it's scary. So let's see, man. But yeah, that should be a Spurs win. Like Ron said, they'll get that new manager bounce. They'll go out there. They'll play with, you know, the freeness that they can, because it's a new manager. Why wouldn't you? They'll get that win. Yeah, and then we've got next after that Leeds Leicester.
That's a tasty game.
Leicester have got, but they have to bounce back. Yeah,
that's a nice win for them.
Where's that going actually?
So they can bounce back. And it just shows how big a result it was for Arsenal, because Leicester were on the back of having four straight wins. So, yeah.
I would say 2-1.
I'll go for a narrow Leicester win.
Well, I don't know. I think...
very narrow.
Yeah, or a 1-0. Because Leeds aren't really scoring. 1-0, yeah. Right, other than this form, weekend, yeah. just passed, I think the 3-1 win, they've not really been in the best of.
I didn't even realise that tasty game there, boy. West Ham Liverpool.
Big game coming up.
Oh, ooh. Oh. Days. That is tasty. Rams, let's go to you first.
This is a tasty one.
I know.
This is you.
Alright, cool. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Worried because the way they're playing, I'm still gonna back my team because end of the day, I know it's away from home, and they're on the top four, but. We still have that quality, and I've just seen a lineup for our game now. Fabinho's back, and he's a big part of our midfield. I'm going for a narrow 2-1. I think we'll just do it, but it is going to be tough. I even think they'll take the lead, and we'll have to throw in the game. But I do think we'll win.
I'm saying it could be another Brighton.
Two-one
to the Reds.
West Ham play better football than
after that's what I'm saying. You guys let Brighton concede two goals. Yeah. You think West Ham's only going to score one?
I'm thinking
Brighton.
I'm seeing a 3-2. You know.
Yeah.
A 3-2.
I think it could be a West Ham.
So sorry, but.
I will be laughing my head off.
Yeah. I don't know where this confidence from West Ham has come from, but they look unplayable right now. They look like they can score against anyone, and they can keep scoring against anyone. Yeah. I'm calling a 3-2. That might be shocking next weekend. Yeah.
Do you know what?
You know what player shocked? I don't know about you, not players from them. Because they brought him from the Championship, and I was like, who's this? You know that Jared Bowen winger? He's quality.
He did.
He surprised.
I thought you was going to say Ben Rama, because they brought him from the Championship as well, innit?
Yeah.
But I think
he just scored last game, no? Did he not score those four goals? Yeah. He's a baller.
But I think everyone knows about
him. They look good right now.
You just knew he would do well.
A draw wouldn't surprise me, but I'm going to back West Ham. I can't lie. 3-2 from me, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Either a draw or West Ham. We don't need Liverpool. As a Chelsea supporter, we don't need Liverpool winning any more games. They're right behind us. So anywhere that they can get an L, I want that.
Chelsea are already 3 points clear, and you lot, your wins are given. Can't see anything about Chelsea win.
And the funny thing is that we haven't got any strikers and running away with it.
Can't have Chelsea running away with it.
Don't put Werner in that conversation.
He works hard.
Donut boy.
He ain't gonna score goals. He's not gonna come in and bag goals. He's not gonna bag 20 goals. But he's gonna come in
and
work his arse off, man. He's gonna scare defenders that pace he has. Scary, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it'd be offside.
I think he's gonna pick it up, and I feel like he's gonna get at least 10 goals this season.
Is that acceptable for you?
Ten goals? No.
Who?
10 assists. Yeah, 10 assists. Yeah, he did that. So many assists last season. But 10 goals.
But what is he?
10 assists.
Yeah. No, do you know what? I actually rate him a bit.
Yeah, he's a striker. Yeah. But
did he do like 20-something assists last season?
No.
Need to be numbering his assists.
Assists, though, not goals.
That's so sorry. You must be a goals.
No, but the thing is that...
He's trying to do a Firmino. The thing is that, the way him and Lukaku play, he's going to be Lukaku.
Once they get the chemistry together, I feel like they'll be deadly strike partnership. Like Lautaro Martinez and Lukaku. I feel like them two, they can have that same impact that he had in Italy.
I hope so, because he's had a ton of time, man. Like, and the amount of goals I swear he's had offside or ruled out at VAR, it's painful. I would lose confidence as well. Every week I'm playing, I'm scoring an offside goal because I can't time my runs properly. That
no, but most times he's not been offside. Most times he's not been offside. Most times he's not.
Yeah, I just see him go for
one. That should be a win there. I'm saying a West Ham win. Liverpool, you guys already had your predictions for that as well. That closes the weekend, I believe. I think, I don't know if there was any
quickly though, honourable mention, just back on that Liverpool West Ham, honourable mention to Kurt Zouma. He's coming and
I couldn't believe you sold him. I
was upset. I was upset. I love Zouma.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not shout out to him actually, because we still gotta add him. But
yeah.
I was so upset.
Yeah, it's a shame. You so cashed upset. In some
him and him and Rudiger, well, the way they used to play together as well.
30 million, I think.
Good to watch.
I think we're the best club at selling players now.
You lot never.
No, shout out him. He's a good player. He's a good defender.
You know, with Sol Vernon, you'd still make bread for him. I don't even know how you do that, but you'd still sell him and make money.
Liverpool do good business. Yeah.
But I think yours is the other way around. I think you buy players really cheap, cheaper than what they're actually worth.
Yeah, I can't relate for that conversation. Our business is horrid.
No, I just horrid.
Yeah, I mean, in recent years we've done some decent business. We'll be for 34 mil. Like, I'd fire. Yeah, they would have been stupid not to take that money for him. But
just the last question.
I've come to the conclusion that he's not cut for this league. That's my conclusion. He goes back to France, he would look like how he looked when we signed him. But I don't think he's cut out for this league, man. He doesn't fit into the system we play, and Arteta's trying to give him all these instructions. He's not that kind of player. He's not a player that runs off instructions. He's flair. He just does what he does. He doesn't really work hard. Do you know what I mean? What game did I go to? The Villa game, he came on. Did he come on? I think he came on and he was just like not tracking back. We're trying to make sure we see out the win, and he's like jogging around and that. He's not pressing. You've got Laka leading from the front. He's not trying to press with him. It was so frustrating. But yeah, I'm not done with him because he's my player, innit? And I don't want to ever give up on a player. But if we sold him next summer, I'd understand where, because I don't think he's cut for this league. It's not him. It's not his playing style. It's not him. But he's a flop. I'll conclude it with that. He's a flop. It's been a flop. Like, you don't spend that money and, you know, he's got nothing to show for it at all. So, yeah, man. That's my opinion on Pepe.
Played you guys in the FA Cup final, I thought that was his coming out party because he played so well in that game. And but then when it came to the new season, he just didn't replicate that form.
No, I agree. It's frustrating, man, because he's really talented, man. Like, if you play to his strengths, he's amazing to watch, man. He's amazing. The way he drifts past players, he's really skillful at it. But it's just you can't do that in this league, man. You can't do that. So yeah, man. I think that was it. Our big talking points. So yeah, we really basically covered Nuno getting sacked. Basically, yeah. Done that. We spoke on Conte already. I've got a question down. Is it a good appointment for Tottenham? And do you think he can? Do you think he'll do well? That was a question I had.
Is he going to do well? I don't know, but I think it's a good appointment for now. He doesn't like coming in mid-season.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't win anything, you can blame on that. So I think this season's just about building. To be honest, yeah. I think there's no stress on him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no stress on the team anymore. So
yeah,
I think they're just gonna write this one off and just see what they can do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go bold with Conte. I think
yeah.
The Conference League they win. I know it's just that new competition, but no one cares about. But for them, it will be big. I think he wins that for them. I think he finishes fifth or sixth. Then he gets them top four the following season.
Do you think that if he does well, like gets them to the fifth or sixth, like you said, do you think next season, if they get the players, opinion, yeah. they can push for the league?
No.
Mm.
No. For me, league's just a bit too much. They're bad enough more than they can chew because United, Ollie will be gone by then. I want him to still be there, but Ollie will be gone. United will be, I think, start of next year, like how it should have been this year with United, Liverpool, Chelsea and City all challenging, and it's probably going to be a three horse race. Next year, I reckon they'll be 14th, and I just think they'll still be clear of Spurs. So I still think next year will be top four their priority, but you never know. The Premier League is a mad league, but yeah, I think he wins them their first trophy this year. Either it being
Get them Europa League.
Yeah.
something good for them.
So yeah. Good for them is fitting. Yeah. That is exactly what that means. We're down.
And then, got a question for you. So, with the way us are playing, do you think you'll either get top four or get back into Europe?
I think get back into Europe is doable. Top four, like a lot of my guys they're going over the top of it, basically. They're telling me top four is open, and I'm like, bro, there's still West Ham, there's still big teams that won't get the top three, but are in for the top four. I think we've got an advantage not being in Europe. To get in the top four. If we got top four, it would be on the fact we have no European football. That's purely what it'd be based on. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to pause you there, Nick. Just to pause you there, bro. Klopp's first full season, I remember. Yeah, his first full season for us. We didn't have Europe, and that was a big reason.
It's showing already. The reason the last couple of seasons why we've not done as well is because we've not had the squad depth to stretch across all competitions. So, what we had, was his name, Emery, in the Europa League, he didn't know what to prioritise. Like, he was prioritising the league, and then we fumbled the league, and then he was like, oh, no, shit, we're still in Europa League, let's try win that. And then we get knocked out of that, and then he's flat on his face because he didn't understand where to prioritise what he wanted. But I think now we should only have one priority, and that's getting back into Europe. Yeah. If we get a cup along the way, like Carabao or FA, whatever it is along the side, happy days, do you know what I mean? But I think to get back to an ounce of where you were, Europe has to be it. You don't attract players being out of Europe. You don't do it, so... Yeah, we need to be back in there, man. If we got if end of the season come, we got top four, I'll be over the moon. Yeah. I don't even care if we don't win anything. Getting back in Champions League is all I've wanted for the last 4 or 5 years, man. I've been deprived of it.
Because what it does financially as well, not even just because the reason why Tottenham, Arsenal, and Chelsea will always be attractive because you always hear players
no, I agree with that.
Live in London,
I agree
etc.
With that.
But also,
so I'm hoping that's Arteta's plans in his head.
Where does financially things are?
Really, when you aim high, you should aim the highest. You know what I mean? He should aim for four. And if he doesn't get fourth, then at least he still drops into Europe. Don't go aim for six, because if you fall out of sixth place, you don't get nothing. Do you know what I mean? So if he goes for fourth, be bold. You ain't got nothing to lose. What have you got to lose? You haven't got no other cup to prioritise. Do you know what I mean? Go for it. And if you fail, if you drop a couple places, you still get into Europe. There's still another way in. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm hoping his mind's right, man. He gets that right. Yeah. And then the last thing I had was is Ronaldo gonna keep Oli in his job?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing it week in, week out now. He's saving him every week.
Yeah.
Every single week he's saving him.
Yeah.
I was saying last night, just doing my nutting, like seeing. I wish we loved Dark Knight, if I'm honest, because it's just one of them ones that like, it just paints over more cracks.
Yeah.
I
would. I'm just saying to my dad, we just see it go in, and I said, "Oh, all right." Obviously, I'm happy that we won, but it's just like it means another week of Oli. I mean, everyone's saying, "Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it." It's not fine. Mm. It's not been fine for a while now. So, I think Ronaldo's. He's the GOAT at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. He's the best. I don't care what anyone says. Messi's not the best. You're playing sixth tier league football. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Me and Nay are having this discussion earlier, innit? Yeah. But. I just think with United and Oli, it's not sustainable. And why I want United to win every other game, because they'll be good enough to maybe scrape top four, but then they won't be good enough to win a trophy.
Four or five semi-finals and then no dubs.
As all of the other, exactly, because what five semi-finals, one, and then.
It was that was the first final, Europa League one.
Wasn't he in another final for Man, isn't it?
But then
was that his first final making at United?
What, we 10 man deep in a penalty shootout in the Europa League final, David De Gea missing the penalty. That's not even his fault. That's not his job.
No.
Semis, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah,
that was.
Oh, you know what? That's not that penalty's always just come down to luck, but. I don't know. I do think, one thing I will say, Oli is 100% going at the end of the season, regardless what he does. I can't see United sacking him. The only way United sack him is if Ronaldo gets a heat injury, then no one can save them, then the performances will just drop, then Oli will be gone. But as I
said, the thing is that like last season, when no Ronaldo, it was Cavani, it was Bruno Fernandes. So if Ronaldo gets an injury, I feel like Ronaldo will step up. But then again,
the pressure's off of them right now.
Yeah,
players that were carrying the team, it's off now because you've got this big ego, this big man in the dressing room now that don't take nothing from no one. So he's running everything now. But yeah, I agree with Ray. If he drops off, someone else steps up. Whether that's going to be you. Probably Bruno Fernandes, because he was carrying you lot for the longest.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, that's Oli's tactic, is not the team, not team based, but individual brilliance, you know, like someone has a good day, like Bruno Fernandes scores a hat trick and that's it, you know. So I feel like if one of them has a bad day, I think one of them will step, another one will step up. Like Rashford's coming back, he's scoring goals, so I feel like any one of them, they'll have a good day and probably keep on in the job as well, just until the end of the season. But then I do think that if no one's available, like for example, is Zinedine Zidane takes the France job or does says no to United?
Zidane won't come. He can't speak English. Why would he come?
Well, he gets a translator.
No one considers these things. He doesn't speak English. No one actually considers that. Like Bielsa, fair enough. He only speaks Spanish, kind of thing. I don't think he's that kind of person. Mm. I don't think he's not willing to like go to a project, stay there for 5-10 years like Bielsa's gonna do.
Yeah.
He's not that guy.
Yeah, But I don't know how true this is, but apparently Zidane said he only wants to coach teams that he has affiliation with. So the national team, Real Madrid, Juve, and forgot the other one, someone else. But he only wants to coach teams that he already has affiliation with. I don't know how true that is. That's what I've read.
But maybe, maybe. And apparently that's why he's turning on
United. United is one of the biggest jobs in the world. I don't know why you would turn
that down. Let's not even get there. Because if Zidane gets hold of that team, it's wraps.
And this is this is what's so scary. That cool. I know we all banter about United and how bad they're doing, and long may it continue. But it's because we all deep down know. know they get a manager that can actually coach. It is cut. I'll have them winning it, and it pains me to say it as a Liverpool fan, but I'll have them winning the league or there and thereabout.
Well, yeah, man. Long may it continue. They have, with
on
Oli
paper,
the world.
He's
giving everyone life, honestly. But yeah, that pretty much ends this episode of the pod. Love to Rom, Zach, and Ray for joining me throughout. Remy's dropped off somewhere. I don't know where she's gone. But love to Remy for coming on as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Yeah, give that a like as well if you enjoyed it. And yeah, we'll catch everyone next week for the next pod. That'll be episode 3. So yeah, let's see what this match week brings us. And yeah, I'll see you lot next week.
Nice one.
Take care. Peace.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.